USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Entergy Louisiana, one of Louisiana's largest utility companies, is starting damage assessment again following Hurricane Ida. The company saying over 20,000 storm team members are canvassing the Baton Rouge and New Orleans areas to inspect lines and power substations. There are currently over 700,000 customers without power in the state. Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards saying patience is key.
Homes are not going to be repowered anytime very soon, and they've got damage. And so we have shelter operations, more than 30 shelters now across the state of Louisiana.
COVID vaccinations are still on the rise amid ongoing concerns about the Delta variant. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients saying roughly 900,000 new vaccinations are happening in the United States every day. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
House Republicans want to know how the U.S. plans to return Americans who were left behind in Afghanistan. An unknown number of U.S. citizens did not make it out during the final evacuations from the Kabul airport.
Never in my lifetime would I ever believe America would have an administration knowingly make a decision to leave Americans behind.
During a Capitol event, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said he also wants to see a list of U.S. military weaponry and equipment that was left behind. McCarthy also paying tribute to the 13 American service members who were killed in the terrorist bombing at the Kabul airport last week.
They were the best of us, and we will never, ever forget, and we will always remember them as heroes.
Executive producer Mike Richards is leaving the Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune game show franchises following reports that he made offensive comments about several groups. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study finds adults who ate a handful of walnuts every day modestly lowered their levels of LDL cholesterol. Consuming walnuts daily also reduced the number of LDL particles, a predictor of cardiovascular disease risk. ABC News Chief Medical Contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the details of the study.
Half of them ate walnuts, about a half a cup a day. The other did not. And they found in terms of their lipid profile, their cholesterol numbers, the group who ate the nuts had about a 4.4% decrease in their overall or total cholesterol. They had a 3.6% decrease in their LDL or lousy cholesterol, which is good. Here's the caveat. These were not people with significantly elevated cholesterol. We have to be clear. For those people, diet matters, but medication can be life-saving, and that is the gold standard. Yeah.
South Korea is banning Google and Apple payment monopolies. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.